KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulvedo. It is day two of our series Beyond Me Too. And all this week, we're having conversations about abuse, sex, and power in a California context. For this conversation, I'm joined by my co-host of this series, Julia Scott. Hi, Julia.
Hi, John.
And a few weeks ago, we sent out a survey asking our male listeners to tell their stories of either witnessing sexual harassment towards women or even being an abuser themselves and what led to that. And we got some pretty interesting responses.
I'll bet.
Like this one from Silicon Valley Bureau Chief Tanya Mosley. She spoke to a man who wanted to share his story of what he learned from years of mistreating women. I spoke to Tanya Mosley just a few weeks ago in our studios. So what can you tell us about the men who responded and what did they have to say?
So there were about 122 responses, and only a handful of them were men. But what these guys shared was pretty profound. In a few of the cases, the men really challenged some definitions of what it means to actually be a man. I got into the deepest conversation with this guy from South Central LA. His name is Stephen McMarion, and he's 62 years old. He found our survey while looking for stories about the Me Too movement from the male perspective, not as a victim, but as an abuser.
I abused physically, I abused mentally, I abused emotionally for the most part of my life.
So McMarion says that when he was younger, he thought being a man actually meant showing a lot of bravado and, frankly, treating women like objects. So while he admired women or lusted after them, he was also suspicious of them. And that suspicion comes from what he says he learned about being a man as a kid, that a man's role was to lead and that women actually needed to be trained.
I didn't really realize it was wrong because of what I had been taught, told, and witnessed in my younger age. I thought that was the thing to do.
That's just so striking to me because, A, we don't hear a lot of men come out and say, I was abusive. And, B, mm-hmm. He's essentially saying that this is what he thought it meant to be a man, was to be abusive. Why does Stephen mm-hmm. feel like his story is important at this time of the Me Too movement?
Well, he's very specific about this. He says that he's been working on himself for about 20 years now, and he realizes the harm he has inflicted on the women in his life. And he thinks this Me Too movement is a chance for not only women who've been victimized to come forward, but for men to step forward and have discussions about their roles in it all. And he says he got to this point of understanding by asking himself a very specific question.
What kind of man am I? You know, who am I as a man? We live in a society where it had been male-dominated for so long, and it was generational.
And Tanya, did he answer that question to you? Has he come to an answer when he's looked at himself?
So that's really a great question. And he tells me that he's still unpacking all of this, and he's still learning every day. One of the things that I thought was really interesting is he said that he's really coming to this idea about having respect in general for both men and women, and not really putting women on a pedestal, but really treating them as an equal and not looking at himself as someone who is supposed to lead someone else, but walk alongside them.
Quite a different image. Tanya Mosley, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.